We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Hilchos Avodim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh bechinas ma shemotzinu bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, sheloi lispoiras Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we explained in this previous paragraph, you'll understand why we find in the Gemara that we're advised not to count the Jews. And if we do have to count them, to take all kinds of special precautions, as we'll see soon, things to do to ensure that the counting will not be harmful. Ki b'chol mokim sheyesh mispor shoyre klolo chas v'shalom. Because wherever there are numbers, there's a curse, chas v'shalom. And where there's a counting, there's a curse. The Alkane, his hero Torah, Boaz, Shetzrichen, Leida, Misbar, Bnei Yisrael, and this is why the Torah warned us that at those times when they needed to know the count of Klal Yisrael, Likach Mikol Echod, Beka Lagulgoyles, Koifer Nafshoi, to take a certain coin from each person, a certain amount of money, a head tax like of Tzedakah, that should be koifer nafshoi, a redemption for their souls. Gam isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, in addition to that, the Zoyer HaKodesh tells us, shemikoidem hamispor hoyim avorchem es Yisrael, v'chein acharkach, that before they counted the Jews, they would first bless them, and after counting the Jews, they would give them another bracha, as a shmira, as a protection. V'chol zeh, Kedei l'shomrom sheloi tishloit chas v'shalom haklolo haneechezes b'hamispor of haminyan. All of this was in order to protect the Jews that the curse which is associated with counting should not chas v'shalom affect them. Kimavura b'zoyer HaKodesh. Ki bevadai ikar achizas haklolo shehu b'chinas oror, b'chinas oror kenan, oror hanochosh, because as we discussed in the previous shir, the whole concept of curse is associated with numbers. That before Hashem created the world, when there was only one, it was all good. Kulay echod, kulay toiv. As soon as it became more than one, that's when there became a potential for sitra achra and all kinds of problems and bad and eitz hadas and all kinds of things. V'alkein osur limnois es Yisrael, and for this reason it's forbidden to count the Jews, kidei sheloi tihye shlito chas v'shalom l'haklolo ha'necheses b'mispor, so that we do not give strength and support and authority to the curse that's associated with numbers. B'bechinas, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, Bikshu Cheshboinois Rabim Kanal. This pasuk is written about the Goyim, that they seek large numbers. V'alkein lokchumehem tzedoko koifer nafshom. And it's for this reason that whenever counting had to be done, the leaders made sure to collect tzedoka, a koifer nefesh, a redemption from each and every person. Because through tzedaka we are saved from the achiza of the klola, of the curse, of the sitra achra, of the nochosh. Ve'ein achizo lahasheker shua tuma shua klola kanal mibichinas achar habriya. The sheker and the tuma and the curse, which are all related to after creation, does not have any power when tzedakah is given. V'nichlal achar habriya b'koydem habriya. And through the mitzvah of tzedakah, we plug in the after creation into the before creation. B'bechinas kulay echod. We make it all oneness. V'chol ze nasa al yedei tzedakah. All of this is accomplished through tzedakah. How? Because we know the Gemara says, Tzedoko tatzil mimovis. Tzedoko saves a person from death. Dahainu shehi machnas sitra demoisa. This means that tzedoko subdues the side of death, that left side, Shehiya Sitrachra, Shehiya Tumo Hane Chezes Biachra Bria. That's the Sitrachra and the Tumo that's able to attach itself once creation was accomplished. Vazai, and by eliminating that, by subduing, by defeating that, Vazai Nichlal Achra Bria Bekoidom Abria. Then we're able to plug the creation into before creation, Bebechinas Kula Yecho, to make it all one. Sheze Iker Bechinas Tztoka. This is one of the main accomplishments of Tztoka, that Tztoka subdues and eliminates that left side, Moves, death, Sitra Achra. Kizehu Ikerat Tztoka Lechaber Smoil Biyamin. Because Rav Nosson Zal says one of the main spiritual benefits of tzedakah is that it brings together the left and the right. Shezeo b'chinas shenichlal achar abriya b'koidem abriya. Meaning, again, that it helps us to plug in the achar abriya to the koidem abriya. B'chinas kula yechad, make it all oneness. How does it accomplish that? Ki tzedakah hu b'chinas emes. Because tzedakah is the associated with truth, kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, sheikar hatzdoko hu bebechinas emes, that the main place of tzdoko is in emes, bechinas Yaakov, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu, bechinas, as the pasuk says, mishpot utzdoko beYaakov, that both mishpot, justice, and tzdoko, charity, are related to Yaakov, who is emes. Bechinas titein emes liyakov. Kimavur b'divra Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal says, hareini kaporas mishkovoi, may I be an atonement for him. B'mokom achra, as Rabbeinu Zal explains, in another place. So we see that tzedakah is associated with Yaakov Avinu, which is emes. V'alkein al yedei hatzedakah shei bechinas hischabrus emes ve'emuna. And therefore, through tzedakah, which represents the union between truth, emes, and emuna. He doesn't say here how tzedakah is emuna, but we know that when a person gives charity, they're giving it because they recognize that it's not my money, that the money is Hashem's money. Tzedakah is always referred to as a symbol of emuna, faith in Hashem. Al yidei zeh Nichlal achar abriya b'koidem abriya. By through the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is the union between emes and emuna, through that we're able to unite achar abriya and koidem abriya b'bchinas kulo yechad, to make it all one. Ki tzedakah mekasher u'mechaber kol ho'ilamos v'nichlolin b'sharoshon b'bchinas kulo yechad. Tzedakah binds and unites all the worlds and plugs them all into that oneness. V'alkein al yidei tzedaka daiko dahinu beka lagulgoiles al yidei ze nitzoilin shiloitia achizo la sitra achro shibichines haklolo al yidei ze amispor. And it's for this reason that through tzedaka specifically, meaning each head there's a donation given, this saves us, that the sitra achro, which is the curse, should not be able to draw any strength from the counting process. Kionu koilalin hamispor bigdusha bebechinas koidem abriya bebechinas kula yechod al yidei tzedakah. Because through the mitzvah of tzedakah, we're attaching the counting to the side of kedusha. Again, counting is usually something that the goyim do. The goyim feel bigger by numbers. They hold that the more, you know, the majority is right, majority rules, and since we're the more, we're right, etc. So if the moment we move into that arena of numbers, we're going into the territory of the Sitra Achra, the Goyim. And that's why there's that big potential of klola, curse and everything. But when we do the counting via tzedakah, we're changing the situation totally, totally. Because tzedakah is emes and emuna. Tzedakah is the yichud of all the olamos. Tzedakah is oneness. Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Torah Beis and Likutei Maran that tzedakah is mishpat, because when two people start out, in other words, we're starting out, that I have $1,000 more than this guy. Now when I give him $100, I brought us together. I made a compromise. I raised him 100 and I lowered myself 100. So we're coming closer to that oneness, to that achdus. Before we were this far apart, we were much further apart. I had 1,000, he had 0. By me giving him $100, now I've closed the gap a little between us. So the mitzvah of tzedakah leads to an achdus. Ki ikara achizosom machmas horichuk me'echot kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main thing that gives the sitrachra and the klipos and the curse the ability to grab on is when you're far, the distance from oneness. The further away that you are from echod, the more they have the ability to attach themselves. Aval kishime kashrin hamisbor li'echod. But when we attach our counting to one, dahainu shekoilal and achar abriya b'koidim abriya, we bring together after creation and before creation, b'chin as kula echod kanal, azai ein lohem shum achizo shlito klal. Then the sitrachra has no power at all whatsoever. All of this is achieved through tzedakah, whereby we take a certain amount from each head, and we're thereby uniting everybody, we're bringing everybody together. Especially that tzedakah that they gave at that time during the Mishkan, during the Beis HaMikdash, Shehoye b'shvil karbonois, where the money was used to purchase karbonois, Validea karbonois, so you mekarvin umekashrin kol ha'oilamois l'sharosh narishon, kemuva b'zoyer HaKadosh. We know the Zoyer HaKadosh says that the word karbon means lekarev, to bring close, that the karbonois bring all the worlds close to Hashem. Siluka de Karbono ad ein soif. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Karbonos reach up to the infinite light of Hashem, to that place of oneness. And the Karbon brings everything. It raises up all the worlds and plugs them into that oneness. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh where it discusses it. Kalidei HaKarbon Malin HaBehem Olebechinas Odom Kemuva. Because it's brought that when a Jew brings a korban, he's elevating the animal to the level of human. The animal is being used as an exchange, as a replacement, a stand-in for the human being. Really, I'm the one that should be shechted because of the sins that I committed. But the korban is serving as a stand-in in my place. And when I offer it as a sacrifice to Hashem, and I say the special vidui over it, etc., that's the medaber, that's the dibur, I elevate the korban to the level of medaber, to the level of Adam. Vazai nichlal smoil biyamin. And by doing that, I'm bringing together the left and the right. Behema ba'adam. An animal is referred to as left compared to a human being, which is referred to as right. Venichlal achra briya b'koidum abriya. Ki achra briya keneged koidum abriya, who bebechinas behema legabi adam. Because creation, the world, this world, compared to what was before creation, is comparable to animal compared to human. In other words, because the world that we're in is a much lower level of das and sechel than the das and sechel of Hashem, of Koidem Abriya. Ki ikar ha'odom shehu hadas nimshach mebechinas kulayechod, mebechinas Koidem Abriya. Because the essence of man, which is his brain, his sechel, comes from that oneness from before creation. Veikur bechinas behema dainu heder adas, whereas behema, which represents lack of intelligence, certainly compared to human beings, nimshach mebechinas achar habriya, that it draws its energy from after creation. Vaidea korban nichlal hakoil bebechinas echod kuloi toiv kanal. And when we bring a korban, we're merging together Behema and Odom. We're merging together Achra Briya and Koidim Abriya. Nimtzo shal yedei hatzdoko shel koifer nefesh shehu bekala gulgoyles ayidei ze nitzoylen sheloi tisaches haklola chas v'shalom ba'minyan. So therefore, through this charity, this pinyon that the people gave at that time, this koifer nefesh, where the money was used to buy korbanos, this served as a protection that the klola, the curse, should not be chal on the counting, that the counting should not result in any kind of curse. Ki al yodo nase kulo yechot kanal, because through this kind of tzedakah, it creates unity, it creates oneness. Ki hatzedakah hi bebechinas emes shal yodoi kulo yechot, because tzedakah is an example of emes, which makes everything one. The word emes, the aleph is the beginning of the aleph beis, the tuf is the last letter of the aleph beis, the mem is the middle letter. Aleph, the word emes brings together right, left, and center. They're all united. They're all part of that oneness. Ki emes ba'atiko talya kemuva b'zoyer HaKodesh. Because the Zoyer HaKodesh tells us that emes, which is tiferes, Emes is still such a very high level of light that it's plugged into Atiko. Atiko is the keser, the crown, the highest level of oneness. Veles smolo bahai Atiko. In this Atiko, there is no left. Kulo koilo yamina. It's all right. It's all chesed. It's all goodness. Kama shekosu beidra, as is written in the Idra, in the Zohar HaKadosh. Nimtza. She'emes hu b'chinas kulo yamin. So therefore, emes, which is connected to atiko, emes is also all right. Even though usually when we learn, we say that emes is a combination of chesed and gvura. Emes is Yaakov Avinu. Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gvura, and Yaakov is tiferes, which is a combination of chesed and gvura. It seems that Tiferes leans towards the right. And it seems that in a certain way and in certain respects, this Tiferes is plugged into Atik, which is super chesed and a very, very high level. Shezeu b'chinas kulo yechod. There it's all oneness. Vezeu b'chinas beka lagulgoyles. And this is why the Torah specifically uses that terminology, beka, a certain amount of money, lagulgoyles, for each skull, for each head. She'isa sham bedra kadisha, the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, when it speaks about it, kad alin b'chushbono, yohoven agar, la'atik yoimin. When they're being counted, they give money, they donate money, etc., etc., for atik yoimin, for atiko. Hainu k'sheyesh cheshbeno misbar, meaning, whenever there's going to be a counting, She'oz yirei in shiloyi achiz achas shalom b'chinas cheshbon esrabim, where we're afraid that by counting we shouldn't be allowing the sitra achra, the bikshu cheshbon esrabim, to plug in, to take control, and to harm the Jews through that counting. Azay noisnin beka lagulgoyles. We give this charity, this head tax. Vaydeze mekashron atzmon b'chinas gulgalto shub'chinas atiko b'chinas emes b'chinas roish tvorch emes. And by doing that, we attach ourselves to the gulgoyles, beka la gulgoyles. Gulgoyles refers to the skull, which is associated with atik in Kabbalah. Again, that very high level, which is emes, which is roish devorcho emes. We see the connection between the emes and the roish, the head, which is this atik. Shehu koilo yamina kulo yechod. That's a place where it's all right, all the right side, all oneness. Aval kishe kulo yechod ein lohem achiza v'nizbatan legamri. So when there's counting, when there's these numbers without staka, then it's possible for the sitra achra to grab hold and draw energy from it. But when we do it via this staka, then it becomes all oneness, and the sitra achra has no ability, does not have the ability to draw strength from it, and therefore the sitra achra becomes nullified completely.